What does your local MP do in their spare time?
Not a lot, probably, same as they do in their working life.
I'm sure they
life,
would challenge that accusation. One Welsh MP has a musical talent you may or may not know about. Kevin Brennan is Labour's shadow trade minister as well as vocalist for the popular... No, I've inserted that word, for the cross-party rock quartet MP4. They reckon they have a good shot at winning the Eurovision Song Contest if they are selected to represent the UK. Now, we can get more on this plan now because Kevin Brennan joins us. Good morning.
Morning.
He has a guitar and he's not afraid to use it. So just to prove, give us a quick chord. Indeed, you're not afraid to use it. Very impressive this time
impressive,
in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about this Eurovision dream of yours, because if I may quote the 1961 entry by the Allisons, are you sure?
Well, why not is my answer. That would be a good title for a song as well, wouldn't it? Because we've tried everything else. I think we've had Engelbert Humperdinck, we've had Young Entries, we've had Andrew Lloyd Webber giving it a go. But, of course, people are missing the essential ingredient, which is this is essentially a political, not a musical competition. Everybody knows it. You just have to watch the votes every year. You can predict the votes before they come through every time. So why not? We've got plenty of musicians dabbling in politics. Why not allow some musicians to enter what is, after all, really essentially a political competition? We could use our musical and political skills.
It's a strange strategy, though, because the argument is that the UK does badly, certainly in recent years, because we're unpopular in the wider Europe. So how should we make ourselves more popular? I know, let's get some politicians to enter.
Well, I think that what you're missing here is there's a great message behind MP4. You know, we are the world's greatest parliamentary rock band. We think we're the world's only parliamentary rock band, which might explain it. But you'd be surprised by the reaction that we get from people, even London cabbies, you know, giving us a ride for free when we're off to practice to do something for charity, because it's a cross-party venture. There's two Labour, there's one Conservative, we've even got a Scottish Nationalist Party member of the band, and we get together, you know, for music and for good causes, and actually it gets a very positive reaction. And I think in these dark days, there's a positive message about politics and democracy.
Can I just enter a little complaint here? Your SNP member, Pete Wishart, he's a pro. He was in a band called Runrig, which were huge in Scotland before he got elected to Parliament, Kevin.
Well, all of us have got a bit of a musical background, but it's wrong to say that all politicians these days come through the special advisor route.
Yeah.
All of us have some sort of musical background. Pete's obviously is much more elevated than the rest of us in that he was a full-time pro for many years. He played in Big Country and Runrig. Mm. But, you know, Ian, our bass player, was a semi-pro for many years. Greg, the drummer, had his own studio for a while. So everyone's got a bit of a music. I think I knocked around the folk clubs of Cardiff is probably my background. But, with Frank Hennessy, et al. But yeah. Everyone's got a bit of a background in music. And, you know, we can play.
But you haven't let the Let Plaid Cymru join your band.
Well, this is about talent, I'm afraid. And, that's no disrespect to...
We haven't got Plaid Cymru's statement on yet to challenge
politicians,
that.
But no one has yet. They're, most politicians, including myself, have an over-exaggerated sense of their own ability, I'm afraid.
We'll find out about that later. Yeah.
There are no shortage of people who would like to be in the band, but certain skills are required.
Tell me about the other thing which bothers me a little about this, is that the quality of the songs in this competition is often nothing to do with winning it at all. So even if you produced a blinder, Kevin, you know.
Well, that's true, although I think this year the idea is to try and go back to having, you know, a good song rather than a novelty. I think last year's entry, you know, didn't go very well for the UK. And I think essentially, I mean, the Swedes won it last year. It was a dance record. I think it's a mistake always, by the way, to go back and do the same thing that won it last year. But it was a good song. And there is a chance for a good song. As I say, I think a little bit of, you know, politics might help as well.
And very quickly then, how are you going to go about this? Is a serious aim, is it, to enter Eurovision? How are you going to go about it?
Well, there's a new system this year where anybody can enter. I've got a feeling we might have missed the deadline for that. But there's a secondary system through the songwriters organisation, BASCA, as well, to enter. And of course, ultimately, if it was somebody else's song and they were looking for the right kind of band to play, we're available to play someone else's song as well.
Well, let's get an example of your talent. As Gina G so deftly put it in 96, we won't get it all, but ooh, just a little bit.
OK, well, a little bit, perhaps a potential ballad for Eurovision. Today has left you sad and blue, and yesterday was filled with pain, but there's a time to start anew and to get back on your feet again. dim the light. The day is done. Tomorrow comes. Tomorrow comes. You raise the blinds to greet the sun. Tomorrow comes. Tomorrow comes around.
Noon point.
I think.
Back
to
the drawing board.
There's a sea of lights in the cubicle behind us.
That's far too melodic and really rather nice and very promising.
Excellent. What was that called?
Tomorrow Comes.
Well, let's hope it does for you in the Eurovision terms. You need a few more sequins, I would suggest, though.
We'll go for it. For radio.
I mean, are you ready to camp up for Eurovision? Because that's principally what it's known for.
Whatever it takes, Mark, whatever it takes.
I'm just beginning to see the headlines in the Times now, don't they? Can you get time off?
Ah, well, I think if it's a three-line...
You haven't strictly thought this through, have you?
Political correspondents are going to have a field day if four of you disappear.
If it's a three-line whip, it might be a problem, but as we're cross-party, a bit of pairing might work.
There you go.
And do you have Eurovision memories of your own? I mean, did you stay up late? I remember my sister, floods of tears when Congratulations only came second.
I'm so old that I can actually remember the first time we won it, and also remember when Mary Hopkin did very well with... what was that song called?
Goodbye.
Open the door and let me in. Well, yeah,
knock,
who's there? That was it. Knock, knock, who's there?
Lovely. I'll tell you who's there. Storm Frank is there. Kevin, thank you
for that. Thank you very much.
Good luck.